Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to dispute a charge from your company.
All right. So I definitely understand your call in regards to a possible charge. I will be happy to assist. May I have your zip code, please?
85383.
And that's
I'm sorry.
85383.
Yes, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is O, just the letter. Can you provide me your
L.
first and last name, please?
Is L as in Larry? I'm sorry?
May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, I asked you what your first name was.
That is my first name, O, just the letter.
O as in Oscar, L as in Larry. I didn't hear it.
No, ma'am, just the letter O is my name,
Oh,
as
as
in
in
O.
Oscar. Okay. Julianne Houston.
You said Julian Ho Houston?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that information. Just a moment. Right, thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
10218 White West White Feather Lane, Peoria, Arizona.
Okay, just a moment. So I do show on February the 12th, it looks like an order was placed for a tracker tag. That's basically a device that you can use with your keys, phone, wallet, different things of that nature, to track them if it's lost. So it does show the you paid the shipping and handling that cost $7.95. And per the terms and conditions, it did explain by placing the order that you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is basically an online gadget store that you're enrolled into 48 hours after the order has been placed. And the benefit of being a member, of course, is you do receive a $125 gift card, which is sent via email every month, and you're billed for that membership, which is priced at $56.95 a month as well.
Okay, discontinue it and take me off.
All right, so I will go ahead and submit the cancellation. That goes in effect immediately. Just a moment.
And will I be refunded the $56.95?
So the charge is valid based on our terms and conditions, but I will see what we can offer today as a courtesy. Just a moment. All right, thank you for holding. So the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately. In regards to the charge, what I can offer today as a courtesy refund, I can offer 35%. That, of course, will reflect within an estimated 3 to 5 business days.
Can I return the item and get a full refund?
So you didn't pay for the item, you only pay for shipping and handling. You are charged for the membership only. So in regards to the return, you aren't able to return the device. We are not accepting returns due to COVID. So what I can offer for you as a courtesy, I can offer a 50% refund. The estimated time frame is going to be between 3 to 5 business days.
And how much of a refund?
50%.
50.
Correct.
Okay. I will go ahead and accept that.
All right, so I'll go ahead and submit the refund. Just a moment. All right, thank you for patiently holding. So I have submitted the refund that again will reflect within the next few business days. The account has been canceled as well. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation. This will be for the cancellation and refund submitted. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I am ready.
Yes, ma'am. So the confirmation is going to be C as in cancel, 258-984-775. Again, that's going to be C. 258-984-775. And as a recap, everything is canceled. Make sure you look out for that refund and you have the confirmation regarding those transactions submitted today as well.
And do I get a 50% refund on the 5695?
That's correct. That has been submitted. So your refund total is going to be $28.47 that you'll be receiving in the next few business days.
2847. Okay, thank you.
You're most definitely welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.